Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Thursday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. We're going to be talking about Grand Slam Mexico. Excellent show. Great crowd. And a lot of news. Well, there's news coming out of it, and there also isn't. It's a little of both. But we'll talk about that here today. And also preview the coming weekend, talk all of the news. There's a lot of injuries and such to talk about. Liv Morgan, El Fantasmo, potentially Goldberg. We got to talk about his return. And NXT numbers and more. We also have no co-host here today. I will be running solo here for a little while. But fear not, we don't have a guest host. But we have a guest, and it is a big one here today. Yes, in the final segment of the show, we will be joined by Hook. He is coming on the show here today. He's working on a film. We can talk to him about AEW and plenty more. Hook is on the program today. Somebody asked me, does he talk? Of course he talks. Don't be ridiculous. And we got a lot to talk about today, so that's coming up in the final segment of the show. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com. F4W Online Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Yes, $10 cameos at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. So a lot to talk about here today. Join us back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands, and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Hook is going to be on the show today, the final segment. He's got a film coming out, which is going to be premiering at the Tribeca Film Festival, June 14th. Well, I guess it already premiered. But anyway, we're going to be talking about the movie Money Talks, produced by Infinity Studios. He's been working on this for a while. And so we'll talk about it. That's coming up here later on in the program. But first off, we got to get into some news. And then we'll talk about Grand Slam. I guess I'll do the news before I get going here. Liv Morgan will need surgery after dislocating her shoulder. It is unclear how long she will be out of action. But the deal with a dislocated shoulder is that, you know, it comes out, obviously, and then you put it back in. When it comes out, if there's, like, not a lot of damage, you can be back fairly quickly. If it goes out and there's a fair amount of damage, you can be out 8 to 12 weeks. And if you need surgery, which she does, that's a, well, here's the thing with surgery. So she's apparently had a shoulder issue for a while. And so when that happens, if you become prone to shoulder dislocations, which some people are, they pop out all the time, they're just going to keep doing that until you get surgery. And so my presumption is that they're doing the surgery so that this will not become a regular ongoing problem. So she's probably going to be out 6 months, maybe more, which means the status of the tag team titles is up in the air. Yes, she will not be one half of the tag team champions, but the question is, do they strip her and Raquel of the tag team titles? Do they do a situation where Roxanne replaces Liv Morgan, so it'd be Roxanne and Raquel as the tag team champions, and then you do storylines there involving the Judgment Day? Apparently today was the day they were going to figure all of that out, but she will be out of action for an extended period of time. This past Monday on Raw, Nikki Bella was advertised for the show, and she was at the show, and she was supposed to run in after the Liv Morgan match with Kyrie, and obviously all of that was scrapped as a result of the injury. And so I believe the plan, I mean, I can't say it was the plan because they're still negotiating with Brie Bella, but it looked like they were setting up Liv and Raquel versus the Bellas at the Evolution show if they could make a deal with Brie. And they could still do Nikki and Brie versus Raquel and Roxanne, or we could end up going in an entirely different direction. But everything's scrapped as a result of what happened to Liv on Monday. El Fantasmo, also out of action. He was scheduled to headline New Japan Seoul in a six-man tag. It was going to be Fantasmo, Goto, and Yuya Uemura against Zack Sabre Jr., Ryohei Oiwa, and Hartley Jackson. But he has a knee injury. He will be replaced by Tomoaki Honma, or he was replaced, and their team won. So anyway, he's out of action for a while, right knee injury. Not cleared to compete. Don't know how long he's going to be out of action, but hopefully it's not serious. But they're in the middle of the New Japan Seoul Tour right now. He's the current New Japan World TV champion. Then we got this story on Goldberg. Goldberg knows he's taking a big risk by returning to the ring for one more match. He's been off 3 years. He's 58 years old. He's having a match with Gunther at Saturday night's main event in Atlanta on July 12th. So they have not officially announced this as a retirement match. But on NXT Tuesday, they very much announced this is for the title. Goldberg will be going for Gunther's title in this match. It's not a non-title match. And so Goldberg said on the national football show, a lot of reasons I'm doing it. If push came to shove, I wouldn't have planned it at 58 years old, but that's just the way things go. Unfortunately, my last match with the WWE contractually against Roman Reigns, Saudi Arabia, there were a number of things that were wrong with that scenario. We're coming off. I was coming off COVID 3 weeks before, he says. I hadn't trained for 3 months. I had COVID. To make a long story short, it just wasn't the right way for me to go out. That's all. I am not going out the way I went out, period. End of story. At 58 years old, I have to go in there hobbled. If I have to go in there 30 pounds lighter, I don't care. I have a point to make. And at 58 years old, can I still make that point? I don't know. But I'm going to do my best. And my best, 50% of me, he says, is better than 99% of the pricks on the planet, I believe. So if I still give the effort and have the work ethic, I'm not who I used to be, but mentally I am. We don't lose that. It's a risk. It's a huge risk. I am risking the legacy of Goldberg. Every time you step in there, you risk that. It's risk versus reward. So there's two things happening here, okay? Clearly. Either Gunther is beating him, and that's it. Probably seen the last of Goldberg. Or spear and jackhammer, Goldberg wins that title and either gets cashed in on immediately by Seth Rollins, or we build to a rematch on a very big show. You know, they could do title versus career or whatever. Gunther beats him, retires him, retains the title. He certainly, if you listen to this interview, it's indicating it's one and done, dude. I'm doing one and I'm out of here. My gut tells me that's most likely what is going to happen. Could also be a case where there's a reason he's been talking about how difficult this is and how old he is and how hard this is, so that you would be very surprised if he won the title. I don't know which way they're going. I know some people think I have some sort of insight. I don't. I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, if it were me, it's one and done, and he's out of here in Atlanta. Although it's for the title, you would be beating him in his retirement match in his hometown, probably decisively. So I don't know what they're going to do. We shall see. Last night's, I waited until the last 2 minutes because I don't want to spend like the entire show on this. But I thought that last night's CMLL show was the AEW CMLL show. I thought it was great. Loved the show. Loved the atmosphere. I did have the temerity on the Observer Radio show to say, you know, it would have been cool if we had like a nice history of CMLL video package. And this made people so angry. And I honestly, like, I kind of get it, but I also don't. I'm just trying to help everybody. I'm just trying to help. And every time I bring anything like this up, there is such incredible resistance from these hardcore AEW fans. Everything from, there's no such thing as a casual fan. They don't exist. We don't need video packages. The fans were cheering. We don't, like, I got it. You're resistant to change. That's fine, okay? But my question is, why are you so angry every time I bring up that maybe we could do some video packages or some history packages or something? Why does this make you so angry? Are you afraid that Tony is going to listen to this show or read something and change your AEW into something you don't want? Is that what angers you about me bringing it up? Because I could tell you, they're not gonna. He's not gonna change the way he does things. I'm shouting at the wind. So, like, I can't help myself. I want the thing to grow. I want new people to watch it. I want it to create and cultivate new fans. I know some of you don't want that. You don't have to get so angry. It's clearly not going to happen. But it's my job to suggest it. So I'm going to keep doing that. I'll talk about the show after the break. Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Hook will be joining us in the next segment of the show. We had an excellent Dynamite last night, although it was interesting because show was great, crowd was great. I thought they did a great job building up the top matches for All In. I thought they did a great job with the Moxley Cowboy storyline. Obviously, Tony Storm and Mercedes. But at the same time, they built absolutely nothing for next week. We have no matches announced for Saturday, which is a live collision in the Seattle market, which has 1,800 tickets out. And we have nothing for next Wednesday, which is a Dynamite and collision in the Seattle area, which I think has 2,700 tickets out or something like that. So, like, no card, nothing for either of those shows. But they did do a good job building up All In. It opened up with Cowboy coming out. And just basically doing an introductory promo where he spoke entirely in Spanish because he was raised on a tobacco farm where he learned Spanish. And actually, he spoke great Spanish, in fact, to the point where CMLL is begging for dates with the Hangman. They want him bad. And he vowed to come out later on in the evening and take out Jon Moxley. And Excalibur tried a little bit to translate some of this, but he translated about 5% of it. So for the vast majority of the audience, they had absolutely no idea what this guy was talking about, at least watching on television. Clearly in the building they did, because they love this guy. Then we had Dax, Volador Jr., Lance Archer, Kyle Fletcher, Takeshita, Josh Alexander, Hechicero, and Atlantis Jr., and Templario. Wait. Versus Atlantis Jr., Atlantis, Templario, Brody King, Daniel Garcia. It was a 14-man tag! And Cash was not there. I don't know the story with Cash, but Cash and also Claudio didn't make the show. Claudio had a... How can I say this? He was unavailable for the show, but everything is fine. In fact, everything is good. But he didn't make the show. I don't know what the story was with Cash. But anyway, this was a very fun match. And at the end, Atlantis grabbed Dax in the middle of the ring, and he small packaged and pinned him. So last week's Dynamite was bizarre because they spent an entire segment building up FTR versus Atlantis and Atlantis Jr., and then a half hour later, they just announced a 14-man tag that Atlantis wasn't even in originally. I think it was actually originally a 12-man. And then sometime between last week and this week, they put Atlantis in it. And I think they're clearly building towards FTR versus Atlantis and Atlantis Jr. We had a Okada-Mark Briscoe match, which it was funny reading the live play-by-play from like our board, people watching this match. Bro, if you want to pretend this was good, that's fine. But, like, it was just there. Okada was at about 30%. Mark Briscoe tried, but you can only do so much. It was charitably fine. And Okada pinned him with the Rainmaker and got the win. And then the heels beat him down afterwards. And Don gave him some stomps for good measure. Okada saving himself, clearly, for this All-In show. I still expect this All-In match with Okada and Omega to be, like, absolutely incredible. But he's waiting, apparently. MJF and Mystico. Honestly, aside from the finish, And I guess the fact that they wanted to end with the big build for All In, I'm kind of astounded this was not the main event of the show. I mean, Mystico was the most over guy on this show by miles and miles and miles. MJF was incredibly over as a heel. The match had incredible heat. And clearly they're building towards something, because the finish was MJF kicking him right in the groin, right in front of the referee for the disqualification. And then afterwards, he unmasked Mystico. So I wouldn't be surprised if they did mask versus hair at All In or something of that nature. They're clearly building towards a rematch somewhere. Could be All In, could be an anniversary show, but they're going to do something somewhere. And also, they very much were already building up the split with MVP and MJF, as MVP is screaming at him during this match to quit clowning around, and MJF was not listening. So, Hologram, Leo Rush, Ricochet, and Mascara Dorada. 4 million pesos go to the winner. It's $211,000. And Hologram won. It's one of my favorite storylines now in AEW. The fact that Hologram does nothing but win, but he cannot get a title shot. It is prohibited to give this man a shot at any belt. He is now 24-0. 24-0. He has never got a title shot. AR Fox is approximately 0-50. He's gotten 7 title shots. And Mercedes has won 7 belts in AEW, and she is only 22-0. So, man, this Hologram, he can't catch a break. Mercedes and Zeuxis for the CMLL title. It's funny because a lot of people actually really thought this match sucked. I thought it was all right. I mean, it wasn't great, but it was fine. And they did actually a finish that I've seen multiple times now from, of all people, Nia Jax and Naomi, where Zeuxis went up to the middle rope and went to body slam Mercedes off the top. But Mercedes, like, reversed it and landed on top and pinned her. So now Mercedes has 6 belts, and she was celebrating with all 6 afterwards. And Toni Storm ended up distracting her with a video package, and then Mina distracted her on the stage. Toni snuck in, Germaned her. 6 belts went flying, which I wish they would have shown. You know how UFC and now WWE, they've got those cameras that they don't just go in slow motion, but they go in like mega slow motion. So somebody gets hit and you just see their cheek go. Like, they should have done that when these belts went flying. That super slow motion camera. Then the main event was Will Ospreay, Samoa Joe, Shibata, Hobbs, and Swerve against Moxley, the Young Bucks, Wheeler, and the Beast, Mortos. It was a personal favor. Tony Khan called it in. And incredibly, not only did Mortos get to wrestle at Arena Mexico in this match, but he didn't even have to lose. It was crazy. So the finish was, it was a really good match. Great match. But the finish was funny because they wanted to protect Swerve, okay? Because Moxley pinned Swerve. That was the finish. So to protect him, they created a finish where you as a viewer were supposed to think that he got, like, double screwed. But the finish was Marina took the ref so that one of the Jacksons, Nick, who was in the match, could neck Swerve, and then Moxley rolled him up and pinned him. There's nothing illegal about necking somebody in a tag match, but they did a distraction to make you think that it was diabolical and not totally clean. Now, to be fair, Moxley pulled the tights, and boy, did that guy pull the tights. He pulled the tights like he was trying to carry this guy to the moon, and he got the pin. And then, obviously, they want heat on Moxley leading into All In. They very much want you to think that Moxley is winning that match. Everyone's petrified over and over again. And this time what they did was Moxley's choking out Swerve. Hangman comes out to save Swerve. He goes for the buckshot. Almost kills himself, by the way. But he misses Moxley and he hits Matt Jackson. And Matt's furious, and Matt and Nick are yelling at Hangman, and they're yelling at each other. And so now everyone's thinking the Jacksons are going to cost Hangman the title at All In. You're all worried for nothing. But continue to worry, because it probably makes it more fun. So anyway, that was a show, and then they went off the air. So I'm going to Collision on Saturday. And bringing Paisley to her first ever wrestling show. She's never watched wrestling, much less been to a live wrestling event. And I'm taking her on Saturday to Collision. And I have no earthly idea what's on the show. No clue whatsoever. So I hope it's good. And I also hope that nobody projectile vomits blood while she's there. Because that would result in this being the first and the last show that she would ever want to go to. So, anyway, that's coming up on Saturday. And then we, of course, have got Impact tonight, SmackDown on Friday, and Fantastica Mania is also Friday. It's a very big week at Arena Mexico. So, Mercedes defends the CMLL women's title against La Catalina. That's been added to the show. And then a bunch of other big matches as well. SmackDown on Friday, we got the King and Queen of the Ring semifinals. Randy Orton, Sami Zayn, and Alexa Bliss versus Asuka, as well as John Cena versus R-Truth. We're getting another Cena-Truth match. Because the last one was just so awesome. And then the TNA Impact show tonight is taped, so the Drifter's on the show. And it is the 23rd anniversary celebration for TNA. They're still around 23 years later. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Very happy today to be joined by Hook. How you doing today, Tyler? I guess we got to call you Tyler. You're an actor.
Going on, Brian. Yeah, Tyler, Hook. I'm either or.
You know, we when I was talking about you being on the show, somebody actually goes, does he talk? Because, of course, the character doesn't say much. But the fact of the matter is that you do talk. And I think one of the things that we should talk about is your character, because, you know, you're the son of Taz, and, you know, he's certainly got a character, an over-the-top, larger-than-life character. And, you know, from everybody I've ever talked to, you are Hook. What you see is what you get. Would you say that's a fair description of yourself?
Yeah, I think so. I think the character is just an extension or a piece of the person I really am. So, yeah, I feel like that's accurate.
When did you first decide that you wanted to get into wrestling? Did you always know?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. When I was a kid, my dad told me to be anything but a pro wrestler when I grew up.
Sounds cool.
So, you know, it wasn't necessarily the plan from younger at all. However, I was an only child and super close to my father forever, so I always took a deep interest in wrestling just because it was what my father did. And you know, I would come up with my own ideas of what I thought I would do if I were a wrestler and stuff. But then you know, once I got older and I wanted to use my athleticism and creativity to make an income for myself, and I started to take more seriously the idea of, hey, maybe I could really do something with professional wrestling. And I developed a more hardcore vision and started training. And yeah.
So like when you were a kid and you came up with ideas for yourself, I mean, did you envision like some wacky, outlandish wrestling character, or did you always kind of have in your mind, like, did you gravitate towards wrestlers that were kind of like, I don't know, a Bret Hart or something, you know, somebody who was just like, they're a wrestler. They don't have some wacky gimmick. They're not a garbage man or whatever. That's just who they are. Did you always knew that you wanted to be this Hook?
Yeah, I don't know. I was kind of like, you know, in wrestling and outside of wrestling also, you know, I'm always drawn to characters where kind of a less is more, you know, like, tasteful mystique developed, like, that make you ask questions about them, you know, and make you, like, wonder about them. Those are the type of characters that I found interest in. And in wrestling particularly, yeah, I like a more realism-based character, more, like, real fight type of vibe, as opposed to a too gimmicky of a character. That's just my personal take.
So this film that actually just premiered June 14th, Money Talks, that's basically kind of the character that you play in that movie, correct?
Yeah. So the character in that movie, so the character's name is actually Mystery Man. There's no name for the character. However, yeah, I'm a collector of sorts. You know, I'm owed money. I'm coming to get it.
When someone's owed money, they go grab a Hook. That's the way it works. How did you get into? I mean, this is not like just some, hey, you know, some student film or whatever. I mean, this was the Tribeca Film Festival. It's the real deal. And how did you get involved in this?
Yeah. So my best friend Tony Mucci, the director of the film. We were roommates in college, and we actually dropped out together. And he went on to focus on directing and working in music videos and things of that nature. And I went on to focus on pursuing professional wrestling. And now this is us coming back, and this is his first film that he's working on, as well as my first film that I'm acting in. And, you know, when we were in school living together, we were talking about ideas for this film back then. So it's really cool to see it all come to fruition. And everything that we said we were going to do, we've done. And it's just a really good feeling. And it's really awesome doing it with such a close friend.
So what does that mean that you dropped out together?
Well, we were living together in college, and we both were embracing each of our individual visions, right? And kind of led one another to believe that, wait, we don't need to be a part of this system that we've been a part of forever, and we can go out there and take a chance to make something of ourselves. And we were kind of tired of seeing other people do that while we were sitting back seeing them do it, and we wanted to take a chance for ourselves.
You know, what's funny is I always wanted to be an author myself. That's what I thought I was going to do for, like, a living. And so I also went to college, and I took some English classes, and I like, you know, just got an A in all the English classes. And so I also dropped out because I was like, what am I doing this for? Like, I want to do something. I don't need this. And then, you know, it ended up working out for me. But I do sometimes think, like, if I got kids, how do I explain this to my child when they go, like, Daddy, did you go to college or whatever? Because you don't really want to say, oh, you know, I dropped out to, in your case, you know, pursue professional wrestling, because, you know, 99% of people aren't going to end up being successful at it. So it's sort of, how do you explain this to a child?
Yeah, I don't know. That's difficult. I you know, I'm not a father yet. I'm not looking to be one soon. So hopefully I don't have to worry about answering those questions anytime soon.
Now, are you auditioning for other stuff, or is this it for now?
Yeah, so I'm actually getting an agent and looking to get my name out there more, and I really want to pick up more roles and get more reps, and looking to audition and see what comes of it. You know, I've loved film my entire life. I actually more loved it from, like, a director's point of view at first. I never saw myself as a performer. You know, I was always an athlete, and until I started professional wrestling is when I started performing. And that's when I opened my mind up more to the idea of being an actor. And once I was on set, I really fell in love with it, and I'm really hungry to do more, and just look to, like, grow, get better, and get more reps and see what comes of it.
So, you know, we talked about your character in wrestling, and then you end up playing a character that is very similar to your character in wrestling. But how is wrestling different from making a film? Like, a lot of wrestlers have kind of crossed over and done both. But, you know, in some ways it would seem like it's similar, but in other ways it would seem like it's very different.
So, it's funny, like, yeah, at face value, they could be glaringly different. However, when you're in the trenches as a wrestler or as an actor, you can really see, like, there's probably more similarities than differences, you know? Like, almost every single aspect from one can parallel to the other. And also, I feel like getting better and learning more as an actor will only help me with wrestling. And everything I've learned in wrestling, continuing to get better with wrestling and performing, would help me be a better actor. I feel like one hand washes the other in that regard. And, yeah, there's just countless similarities, in my opinion.
Did your father come up with the name Hook?
No.
You did?
No, he didn't come up with the name Hook. No, so it was me with, it was actually... MJF was involved in the, like, my inception of becoming a pro wrestler. MJF was right there. He was with me the first day I got in the ring. He helped me fine-tune ideas that I had. And it was us all together kind of spitballing different ideas with a name. And I loved every connection that comes with the name Hook. Like, that, you know, it's homage to my father, right, from Red Hook section of Brooklyn. Also the old school term to, you know, hook and stretch somebody up. I wanted something that was one word, that was short, punch, quick, boom. I like that. And I like the way the letters look next to each other, the H-O-O-K, because they're almost symmetrical, but the K is kind of like a H. And I just like the way the letters look next to each other, the punchiness of it, as well as the different connections, and it was just meant to be.
You know, the when I first, and by the way, no swearing, we're on national radio. But
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. When we when I first saw you, I was like, there is no better name for the son of Taz than Hook. It's like, in a million years, I don't think you could come up with a better name than Hook for the son of Taz. And it's funny because, like, obviously your father was involved in the martial arts. And you've kind of got the, you could call it a shooter gimmick. But you actually, you were a lacrosse star, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I played Division I lacrosse in college. I have background in Muay Thai, Judo, and MMA, but I was in school, played lacrosse.
I was told that as a lacrosse player, you were no joke.
Yeah, it was. I was all business. It's crazy. It feels like a whole other lifetime ago, almost. You know. But yeah, when I graduated high school, I was ranked the top 100 player in the country, top five in the country at my position. I committed to play lacrosse in college when I was. It was December of my freshman year of high school, so I was only 3 months into high school when I picked the college that I would be playing at. So it's kind of crazy looking back on it.
What's the most ground balls you've ever gotten a game?
I think like 23.
23.
I set the record in my high school, yeah.
So for those of you that don't know, the ground balls in lacrosse, it's not like, you know, ground balls in baseball. Like, this is explain the ground ball to people.
Yeah, ground ball is possession. In lacrosse, the ground ball is kind of the most valuable stat. Like, the more... Usually the team that has more ground balls is the team that's going to win. It's possession, getting possession of the ball. And the ball is often loose in lacrosse. So, 23 is definitely a lot of ground balls in a game, for sure.
So this movie, Money Talks, premiered June 14th, Tribeca Spotlight Narrative. Tony Mucci is the director. And I guess where are people going to be able to watch this film?
We're going to be in more festivals, and how it's going to be put out is to be determined. But you can stay in touch with the social pages for Money Talks, the film, and Tony Mucci at Mooch, as well as myself at 730 Hook, and. It's also just the beginning. There's more projects that we have planned on the way. And Tony's my best friend. We're always going to be working together on anything. But I also plan to work with more directors as well.
I'm looking at your X right now, and there appears to be nothing on there. I don't think you've ever tweeted. Is that correct?
Oh, my Twitter. Well, yeah, I think, yeah, that's true.
Yes. I remember this.
Or Instagram.
Instagram might be a little bit better. Don't bother going. Not that you got 43,000 followers. There's 43,000 people fascinated by absolutely nothing that you put on your X. So if you guys want to follow that, it's at 730 Hook. Stand by. We'll be back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Thank you.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Brian, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Hook is joining us here. We have figured out the social media. Money Talks the Film on Instagram is what you want to look for. Money Talks the Film. And you will know because the very first picture is from the premiere. And my God, your hair, even by Hook standards, is incredible in this photograph here. So so check that out.
Thanks, man.
Are you, I guess we can't spoil anything, but back in AEW soon?
Yeah, I'm recovering from a concussion for those who don't know, but yeah, I've been out for a while, and I should be back soon, for sure.
All right. Well, excellent. Best of luck with that. And you guys can, at some point, you'll be able to check out the film. And if you're interested, just premiered at the Tribeca Spotlight Narrative section at the festival, Money Talks, gritty New York City crime thriller directed by Tony Mucci, shot entirely in Queens and Brooklyn. And Hook is a character in the film, Money Talks. So check that out. And, Hook, I want to thank you so much for doing the show here today. Best of luck with your acting and wrestling career. And all the best.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. I appreciate it.
And, of course, we're out of time. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll be back on, I guess, tomorrow, talking all the news and wrestling. That's it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.